So this Amram Bloy was not tzaddik. He was a wonderful man. So he was from the Eidah Haredes. So he used to have the chazaka to daven Ma'ariv Farnamit Barabavala celebration on Matzoi Shabbos. Every week Barabavala had a minyan in his home. So Amram Bloy daven Farnamit. So he came on Matzoi Shabbos and they were waiting to daven Ma'ariv. So Barabavala celebration asked him, how's Rav Reuven Ben Yosef? And he said, he's very sick. Why do you ask? He's very sick. And he told him when his guest came and he was saying how healthy he looked, I felt as if they're giving me an Ein Hara. So Rabbi Amram Bloy said, so, don't bother, no problem. The Rabban Shalom is in full control. That'll chase away the Ein Hara. So Rabban Bloy got very upset. He said, don't bother, we believe in Yichud Hashem. Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad doesn't only believe, we believe in one God as opposed to more than one God, monotheism. It means more than that. Eyon Ravada means there's no other power in the world outside of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in full control of everything. So he got very upset at Amram Bloy. He said, you take an Iker and Amuna, Eyon Ravada, and you make a cheap. You say as if it's just a, you say the Pasuk as if that chases away Nine Hara. This is an Iker and Amuna. So Amram Bloy didn't know what he got so angry about. So he got married and he ran out. He didn't know what he wanted. So then later, Avelvela told over this story. Avelvela was away from home when the Nazis took over his part of Brisk. And he was with one of his children, I think with the oldest son, Beryl Soloveitchik. So he went by train from where he was, I don't know, he was in Warsaw or something, he went by train back to Brisk. And there were Nazi officers going on the train back and forth the whole time. So he told his son, we should just have in mind Einoid Malvadoi the whole time, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect us. Nothing will happen. So they kept on reviewing in the mind Einoid Malvadoi, and the Nazi officers were walking back and forth. He was obviously a rabbi with a beard and tatus. They didn't chat to him at all. As they came closer to Brisk, and they saw the forest on the outskirts of Brisk, and they were relaxing. They're almost home. So they were Mesiach Das, the Einoid Malvadoi. So Avelvela Soloveitchik said, like from unter der Erde, as if from nowhere, one of the Nazi officers came over and said, who are you? What are you doing on the train? Let me see your identification papers. And he got so scared, they caught him already. Then he told his son, we better start being mechaben again, Einoid Malvadoi. And somehow the Nazi officer disappeared. So this is what saved his life. Having the Kavanah Gemara says, when you want to protect yourself from an Ein Hara, you have to be mechaben Einoid Malvadoi. It's not a trick, it's not a magic trick. You say the Pasuk, and you'll protect yourself from Ein Hara. You have to be mechaven what it means, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the only one who has full control of the world. So he says, with Nisim, Nisim, they were mechaven again, Eidim El Vadoi, and they were protected. So that's why he said he was upset at the way Rav Amram Bloy had said, what's the problem? If Rav Reuven Ben Yosef was suffering from an Ein Hara, so the same Eidim El Vadoi will chase away the Ein Hara. That's not right. The way to chase away an Ein Hara, we should believe in Yichud Hashem, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in full control of everything in the world. We have to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We believe in tefillah. I fell over the story. When we visited Eretz Yisrael, we didn't have any children, so we stayed 3 days in Bnei Brak. So someone said I should go to the stipula to ask him for a tefillah, to ask him for a bracha. I had never heard of the stipula. This was a long time ago. I never heard of the stipula. He wasn't world famous at that time. So I said, who is he? What is he? So he told me he wrote a lot of svarim. You go and you buy a sefer and then you ask him for a bracha. So I went, he was hard of hearing. He wasn't deaf, he was hard of hearing. So he screams out to me in Yiddish, what can I do for you? So he had a pad of paper you have to write down. So I wrote down, I want to buy his sefer. I didn't know whether I would like his svarim. So I didn't want to buy all his svarim. What am I going to invest so much money? So I said, I wanted to buy one sefer. We're going to learn Kiddush in that year, so I want to buy a sefer. And he climbs up on the ladder. It was an old man. Climbs up on the ladder, and he gives me the sefer, he wipes off the dust, and then I give him the money, and he starts giving me the change. I caught a change. So I said, it's okay, you can keep the change. He doesn't need any donations. Business is good. He gives me back the quarter change. Then he screams out loud, what else can I do for you? So I write down on a pad of paper, I'm married a few years. We don't have any children. He blessed me with children. So he gave us a bracha, we should have children. Then he screams out, what else can I do for you? So I said, I learned in the Kailo. Can you give me a bracha? I should be matzliach. So he screams at me, young man, in Yiddish, young man, all the brachas in the world are not going to help. Sit and learn, and you'll be matzliach. There's some things that you can pray all you want. That's up to you. You pray the Rabbi Shalom should give you a refuah. Pray the Rabbi Shalom should give you children. But that, it doesn't help to pray. You can go to the biggest tzaddik in the world. You should pray, you should be matzliach. The prayers don't help. The Gemara says in the end of Maseches Nida, the Gemara says, what should a person do in order to have children? So the Gemara says, do this, that, the other thing, and offer a prayer. Then the Gemara, what you should do in order to make $1 million? The Gemara says, do this, that, and the other thing, and offer a prayer. Everything the Gemara tells you what you should do, the Gemara first has all the steps, Bederach HaTeva, what Hishtavos you should do, and then the last line is, you should offer a prayer. That's after you work hard in learning, then you offer the prayer. But just to offer a prayer, they should be matzlichim, since that doesn't make any sense. We believe in prayer. That's not losa nachshav, losa nene. That's not chukas hagoyim. We believe in prayer. We believe in tefilas hatzadik. If he's a tzadik ben tzadik, it certainly even works better. Recommends, the Mechaber recommends, and some people do it, you should recite Parsha Samon every day. What's the significance of reciting Parsha Samon every day? So the psukim tell us that the Rabbanu Shel Olam brought man, and he brought down slav, the chicken that they ate, the fowl that they ate. So when the people reading the slav, it says in Parsha, yesterday said, it doesn't say the whole story, in Parsha's Baloischa, it says, Habasar Adedu Ben Shinein, when the people were chewing the chicken, so many of them died in the Magefa, the Rabbanu Shalom was upset over the Ochle HaSlav. He wasn't upset over the Ochle HaMon, but he was upset over the Ochle HaSlav. What was the difference between the man and the slav? So Rashi in his commentary on Chumash says, look, if the people go to the deserts, if Baruch Shalom wants them to go to the desert, he has to give them parnassus, he has to give them some food. So they have the right to ask for man. But if they already have man, and it's delicious, and it's tasty, and it's nutritious, so what do they have to ask for slav? That's like asking for dessert at the end of the meal. You didn't need dessert. It's nutritious without the ice cream at the end, and you didn't need it, so it was improper that they asked the Baruch Shalom to make a miracle that he should bring down the slav. That's how Rashi quotes in the Medrash. Rav Soloveitchik gave Adrasha another suggestion. He said, the man says in Chumash that it was lechem min hashamayim. He says in yesterday, he said, it was clear that the man was parnasa that came down from heaven. If a person believes that parnasa is min hashamayim, that's fine. The slav, it says in the pasuk, the slav came from the yam, from this world. So the people who ate the slav thought that the parnasa comes from this world. Truth of the matter, the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the slav to go to the yam, and then it came from the yam to the Bnei Yisrael. So the slav also came in HaShemayim. But the people didn't realize that. So those who ate the slav thought parnasa is min olam hazeh. So Rav Soloveitchik developed a whole drasha that he thought that that's basically the difference between Orthodox Jews and the Apikursim. The Orthodox Jews believe in this Gemara that parnasa is min HaShemayim. And so you're not going to be Mechal Shabbos in order to make a better parnasa. And you're not going to cheat in business. And you're not going to cheat on income tax in order to make more money. Parnasa is min hashamayim. So whatever you're going to do that's going to be keneged haTorah is not going to help you make a better parnasa. So an Orthodox Jew who believes in parnasa min hashamayim, the gimel maftochas l'nimsu v'yad hashaliach, he will be, that's wonderful. That's why you should recite Parshas Haman every day, to be mechazik the emunah, that parnasa is min hashamayim. And if you have this attitude, parnasa is min hashamayim, you're not going to compromise on the mitzvah satar in order to make a better parnasa, because it's not going to help, because the parnasa is min hashamayim. The ochle haslov are punished, because their attitude was, the slov came min hayam, it comes from olam hazeh. It will be a go-getter, and you'll be a hustler, and you'll cut corners, and you violate the laws of Ainon, and you violate the laws of Gesel, you violate the laws of Din and the Machusa. You won't pay taxes, then you make a better parnasa. So that's why the Rabbanu Shlom was upset about the Ochle HaSlov. They felt that the parnasa comes mid Olam Hazeh, which it doesn't. Many people have a practice that they're so meticulous to recite Parshas HaKtoris every day. They feel that that'll be a zgula for Ashiras. The Mishnah says in Yuma that every day they used to have a pious to determine there were hundreds of Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Who has the chus to do the Avodas HaKorbanos? Everybody's going to run, they're going to kill each other. The Mishnah gives a case where the Kohanim were prepared to be makriv the Korbanos, and then they were like drawing lots who has the right to shef the Korban, and one beat out the other one, so they were all holding knives, and one of them stabbed the other one in the heart. He killed him in the Beis HaMikdash. Because he got the schus to be mocked the carbon, and the other guy lost that. So they instituted a whole system of lottery. How to determine? So the Mishnah says, when it comes to haktoras haktoras, they would announce Chadoshim Alach Torahs Bo V'Hafisum. Only those who never yet had a chance in their lives to be Maktik Torahs, to often burn the Torahs in the Heichol, only such Kohanim have a right to participate in this lottery, because the Gemara says the one is Maktik Torahs, it's his Gula for Ashiris. That's a pasuk in Chumash. That's a school for Ashiris. And the Chachamim wanted to spread the wealth, so whoever had a chance in the past to be Makdik Teres, he shouldn't have a second chance. Let other people have an opportunity. So not only do we assume that the one is Makdik Teres is a school for Ashiris, it says in Shulchan Aruch that serving as a Sandik at a Bris, there's a Medrash that says that the Sandik is considered as if he was Makdik Teres. So since Makdik Teres is a school of Ashiris, the Sandik Kos is a school of Ashiris. The Vilna Gaon writes in his commentary, I served as a Sandik many times and I never got rich. He doesn't believe in the whole thing. So others say, I remember Rav Soloveitchik made that comment. We were learning Shulchan Aruch, so Rav Soloveitchik said, like the Vilna Gaon, I served as a Sandik many times and I never got rich. So I remember that time I used to sit in class next to Rabbi Herschel Schechter, the famous Rabbi Herschel Schechter, the real Rabbi Herschel Schechter. The one who was a chaplain in the Second World War, the one who liberated Rabbi Lau as a little chap. He was an American chaplain in the United States Army. So he used to sit next to me in the shiur. He's my father's age. Rabbi Schechter is still alive. My father passed away. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, I was a sandik many times and I never got rich. So Rabbi Schechter said in Yiddish, the Shteiten Svarim, it says in the Holy Hasidic Svarim, that each Ashiris means different things for different people. For people interested in learning, Ashiris means wealth and learning. So the Rebbe was Zeichet to Ashiris. That's a disciple that served as a Sandik many times, and he attributed the fact that he was so matzliach and publishing so many stories to the fact that he was a Sandik. His Ashiris was not an Ashiris in wealth, a wealth in learning, a wealth in Hatzlochet, that his form was so accepted. So that's Rabbi Herschel Schechter told Rabbi Soloveitchik, you were Zeichet to Ashiris. Ashiris in learning. They have so much learning in the hand of so many talmidim. So there is a concept. Haktoras is the school of Hashiras. Sandikois, we assume the Shulchan Aruch is the school of Hashiras. That's why it says you shouldn't be mechabed the same person twice, because he's supposed to spread the wealth. You should be mechabed someone else by the next bris. And there is such a practice. The Gemara says that Unashama forms Vaseinu. Bisman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kaim, we don't have an opportunity to actually bring the Ktaras. So if you recite the psukim of Ktaris is considered Ki'ilu Hikrivu as a Karbonus, like when we daven in the morning. We recite the Psukim of the Karbonus, and based on the prophecy, based on the promise of the Nevi'im, Shalma forms of Sana, Kodesh Baruch Hu considers it as if we actually brought the Karbonus. So here also, there is such a concept as Gula of Ashiris.
We have the practice, we have this written on a cloth. This is parchment. This is very questionable, even though they quote in the name of the Chazon Ish that it's perfectly okay, it's highly questionable. The Gemara says explicitly in the squad in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not permitted to write less than a Sefer Shalom. You have to write the whole Sefer Shmos. You can't just write a Parshas Keteres. Not allowed to write less than the Sefer Shalom. Unless it's really the Tzara Gadol, the Gemara says when little children go to Cheder and they're learning, so it's too difficult for them to carry a whole Chumash Bereishis. So you give them a booklet that only has Parshas Lech Lecha, or Parshas Vayeva. So the technically Islamic for little children be allowed. But if there's no major tzoros, they're not allowed to write less than the same Shom Sittin. It's really against Allah to have such a parsha.
The Ikar is not so much to recite the Parshas HaKtaris, We have to have emunah that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Yichud Hashem, means we believe Einoid Mulvada. Not only there's no other God other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no other power outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person believes that the Parnosah is Min HaShemayim, that the Mafteach of Parnosah is Min HaShemayim, so then it will be Zeicher for Hatzlocha in Parnosah.